And trust is established not by some big institution, but by collaboration, by cryptography, and by some clever code. And because trust is native to the technology, I call this the trust protocol. Now, you're probably wondering, well, how does this thing work? Fair enough. Assets, digital assets like money to music and everything in between, are not stored in a central place, but they're distributed across a global ledger using the highest level of cryptography. And when a transaction is conducted, it's posted globally across millions and millions of computers. And out there around the world is a group of people called miners. These are not young people, they're Bitcoin miners. And they have massive computing power at their fingertips, 10 to 100 times bigger than all of Google worldwide. And these miners do a lot of work. And every 10 minutes, kind of like the heartbeat of a network, a block gets created that has all the transactions from the previous 10 minutes. And then the miners get to work trying to solve some tough problems. And they compete. And the first miner to find out the truth and to validate the block is rewarded in digital currency, in the case of the Bitcoin blockchain, with Bitcoin.